Good morning. Welcome to Grendene Earnings Release Conference Call to announce and analyze the results of the fourth quarter of 2011. Please note that this conference call is being held in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. Right now, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later on we will start a Q&A session when further instructions for your participation will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. You should be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and a replay facility will be available at the website ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us we have Grendene's leading executive officers, who will also be available to answer any questions you may have. Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Director, Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director, Edson Matsul, Product Development, Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports, Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Financial Director and Controller, Luiz Antonio Moronio, Sales, Marcius Dalbó, Marketing, Paulo Pedó Filho, Melissa Division. Please note that the press release for the fourth quarter of 2011 is available at the website ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and in English. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements made during this conference call about the operational and financial outlook of the company's businesses are mere forward-looking statements based on the expectations of the company regarding its future. These forward-looking statements are highly dependent on market conditions, on the overall economic performance of the country, the industry, and international markets. Now, I would like to turn over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Officer of the company. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you very much for attending this conference call of Grendene to announce the results of the fourth quarter of 2011, as well as the company's outlook for the future. As you are aware, yesterday we published the earnings release regarding this period after the market closed in our press release that is already available in our investor relations website. In this comment, I will be brief, highlighting some of the most relevant aspects regarding the fourth quarter of 2011, the economic and financial aspects, and the outlook for Grendene, leaving more time for your questions and our answers. Before we go into the discussion of our performance, I would like to draw your attention to the payout of dividends. According to our bylaws, the minimum mandatory dividend is computed based on 25% of the net income remaining after the business year, after the constitution of the service provided by the law. However, as of 2011, the company adopted a new dividend policy which raised the payout percentage to approximately 75% of the net income after the constitution of legal reserves and based on the balance of December 31, 2011, the management of the company proposed the distribution of 219.5 million, which, deducting quarterly anticipations worth 132.3 million, leaves a balance to be paid in the amount of 87.2 million, which the company will pay out at referendum after the ordinary shareholders meeting, which will approve the statements of the business year of 2011 as of April 25, 2012. The shareholders who hold shares of Grendene, GRND3, who were registered in the company's records on April 11, 2012, the cutoff date. In this manner, the Grendene shares will be traded ex-dividended as of April 12, 2012 in BMF Bovespa. I would also like to highlight that Grendene for 9 consecutive years has a wide margin leadership of shoe export in Brazil, reaching 37.6% of the Brazilian exports of shoes in 2011. This leadership makes Grendene and its brand the most longed after shoe brands in overseas markets. The financial statement, we would like to remind you that as of the first quarter of 2009, Grendene has been publishing its earnings release in compliance to the IFRS, taking an advance to the date of 2010 when all other companies were required to do so. We would also like to emphasize that numbers complied with these standards were adapted to these standards so as to make them comparable in this manner that the numbers we published and were redone up to 2006 according to IFRS to make available to analysts and investors an appropriate and comparable series of numbers. In this manner, the numbers presented now for previous quarters are not necessarily the same as the numbers published at the time when they were first announced in the respective quarters. We would like to let you know check your historical basis to make sure the comparability of these numbers. As to the performance of 2011 and its fourth quarter, and the year when Grendene celebrated its 40th anniversary, Grendene showed why its business model is so resilient. If we take out the effect of the change in a dividend policy, the net income adjusted to this effect grew in a year when there was a marked slowdown in the economy. We noted that when we changed our dividend policy, raising the payout from about 40% to 75%, the company incurred in a raise in tax payment of $16 million up to $35 million. The net income, which would be obtained pro forma with the previous policy, would be $324.3 million, 3.6% superior to 2010. On the other hand, with the new policy, the company distributed $219.5 million of dividends, 80.3% superior to the amount paid out in 2010. In this manner, the company has already distributed to its shareholders in the form of dividends $953.6 million since its IPO in 2004. Additionally, a non-recurring event, a default, affected the result of Grendene, which, taking out this effect combined with the effect of the change in a dividend policy, would have led to an adjusted net income pro forma of $333.5 million, a raise of 6.7% as compared to the previous year, in spite of the drop in revenues. The downside is that in spite of the satisfactory economic results, the company has lost space in the market with a reduction of number of pairs from 170 million in 2010 to 150 million in 2011, a drop of 11.4%. On the fourth quarter of 2011, we reversed the falling trend in a domestic market that had been observed along 2011. After dropping 20.3% in the first quarter of 2011, 15.4% in the second quarter, and 3.5% in the third quarter in volume of pairs in a domestic market, we report an increase of 6.9% in the fourth quarter, thereby closing the year with a volume of 107.6 million of pairs in the domestic market, a drop of 6.3% as compared to 2010.
In the beginning of the year, our expectation was of a decline in the foreign market, but a gain in the domestic market sufficient to make up for this decline and end the year with a small gaining volume, which did not materialize. In fact, we have decreased in the foreign market in 12.1 million pairs and 7.2 million in the domestic market for various reasons. However, we would like to highlight that we closed the year with about 2 million pairs intended for the Argentinian market in the inventory due to the hurdles faced to export to that country as a result of the new customs rules adopted by the Argentinian government. These goods were released to a great deal in the beginning of 2012, but affected the volume of pairs actually delivered in 2011. In the domestic market, the decline is due mainly to a shift in the focus towards searching for markets for products with a greater value added and higher price, and a competition based on other attributes, brand design, quality, not price. The foreign exchange, taxation, the cost, operational cost in Brazil make it impossible for us to compete internationally in this regard, price, with Asian competitors. The foreign exchange has become, on average, even more unfavorable to exports in 2011, and its impact was a reduction in the total gross revenue of 18.1 million, and the gross income in the foreign market dropped at 5% before taking into account the foreign exchange variation, and 9.6% after taking into account this effect in 2011. This scenario, in spite of having ceased and having even better, or becoming better in the fourth quarter, according to our expectation, it will be worsened due to a greater volatility in the foreign exchange rate. In the fourth quarter, the foreign exchange effect was positive in 7.5 million, and the gross export income dropped 2.5 as compared to the equal period of 2010 before taking into account the foreign exchange effect, and grew 3.4% in relation to the fourth quarter of 2010 after taking this effect into account, and we had a decline of 8.1% in the volume with a price increase of 12.6% in reals and 6% in dollars. We would like to remind you that in the third quarter of 2010, we had already adopted higher prices, maintained since then, that according to what we thought would cause a drop in the volumes and revenue of exports in 2011. What we expected was a 10 million decrease. We lost 12, but the two is due to the Argentinian effect. Therefore, in exports, we are within the expected target. In the future, we believe that we are going to have more modest growth rates in exports than those observed in the last few years, decreasing the share of export revenue in the total gross revenue, which should have a positive effect in the gross margin, since the average price in the domestic market are higher than those in the foreign market. As regards the domestic market, our expectation for growth was based in a better economic environment with the GDP growing about 4% a year that was not confirmed. We had successive downward revisions, and based on the forecast of the economic analysts, Brazil should have closed the year with an actual growth of GDP lower than 3%. Within this scenario, our product portfolio, in terms of range and depth of the mix, with the respective prices established, did not have the expected performance, and very likely we lost market share in the course of the year, but we managed to reverse the trend in the fourth quarter. The upside is that we adapted ourselves to the decrease in volume, controlling the cost and raising the gross margin in all quarters except for the third quarter, closing the 2011 year with a gain of 270 BPS in the gross margin as compared to 2010. However, as to operating expenses, we did not have the same flexibility due to its more fixed nature. In the case of advertisement expenses, due to its strategic nature, and they were increased vis-a-vis 2010 of from 27.4 to 30.8 of the net revenues, causing a drop of 70 base points in the EBIT margin. Additionally, our earnings were adversely affected by an atypical default. A former client that closed down, causing a provision for bad debts, in an additional provision in the amount of 13.8 million reals. Although a good deal of this amount may be recovered as a result of the guarantees provided by the client, we adopted a conservative attitude, providing 100% of the amount. Without this non-recurrent effect, the EBIT drop would be closer to the decline in the revenue. The EBIT, in this case, disregarding the default would be 198.7 million with a decline of 6.5% as compared to 212 million of 2010. Notwithstanding all of these facts and due to a higher interest rate in 2011, our net margin was increased by 110 BPS, offsetting the drop in the EBIT margin. We also observed that our expectation of increasing the gross margin implied in the guidance we have given to the market, which increase was achieved in 2011, did not materialize due to the expected reason, which was a greater share in the domestic market revenue, in the total revenue, but rather due to a gain in efficiency and productivity higher than we initially expected, in addition to a higher margin of the exported products, higher prices, that caused this increase in the gross margin. In fact, the share of the revenue in the domestic market in total went up from 80.2 to 80.7% and the volume from 67.8 to 71.7%, very little to justify the increase in the gross margin obtained. And on the other hand, the cost per pair, in spite of the inflation, declined from 5.62 reals on average in 2010 to 5.6 reals on average in 2011. As it was our intention, we managed to control the growth of the net cash that remained at 804.9 million, a drop of 5.2% as a result mainly of the increase in the payout of dividends of 78.8 million from 104 point million in 2010 to 183.4 million in the same period of 2011. 51.1 million concerning the balance of 2010 and 132.3 million concerning the payments in advance quarterly from the fiscal year of 2011. Comparing 2011-2010, we should take into account the substantial difference in the economic situation of each period. While 2010, the Brazilian economy was in an accelerated expansion with the GDP growing 7.5% yearly and the government taking measures to expand the economic activity in the election year, in 2011, the economy faced a heavy slowdown with the GDP growing probably below 3% per year and very close to zero in the last quarter, and the international situation considerably more deteriorated. In our opinion, the demand for footwears in the domestic market increased very little in 2011, and Grendene, that has lost market share in the first half, partially recovered the sales in the second half. We can only have a more accurate idea after the release of the numbers in the marketplace. In spite of the results obtained in the short-term scenario, we hope to maintain the projection of our long-term goals for the period 2011 to 2015 as we can see further ahead, and we will maintain the dividend payout policy. That is, the guidance we have given to the market is the growth of the gross gross revenue between 8 and 12% in a five-year term, the compound, 5 years as of 2011, and a growth of the net profit between 12 and 15% in the same period. It's our goal to maintain in this period our advertising expenses on an average between 8 and 10% of the net revenues. Thank you so much. That's what I had to highlight as regards our earnings. And now we can start our Q&A questions.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to take your question from the list, please press the pound key. Excuse me, our first question comes from Mr. Perez from Real Investor. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to congratulate you for your results, and it should really be noted that your company has been successful in your strategy to reduce costs. And my question regards that. If we compare 2010 and 2011, and there was, in fact, we can see the effect of that strategy, but on the fourth quarter of 2011, there is already a certain increase that is smaller than an increase in the net revenue, which seems to me that is a reflex of this new structure of costs. I would like to hear your comments on the natural limits that we have to reduce the cost of sold products, and which are the structural changes in the company for 2012, especially in the second half of the year, which may lead to an increase in revenue, which seems to be fundamental to me. Thank you for your question. Let's analyze your question by parts, especially with regards to cost. In terms of raw material, we have not had cost pressures. Our main raw material, as you know, is PVC resin. This resin is a commodity whose price is internationally determined in dollars. The leading consumer of PVC resin in the world is civil construction. After the 2008 crisis in civil construction in the world, demand went down sharply. Therefore, the PVC market internationally is on a supply side. And unlike many people happen, it does not follow oil prices. It depends much more on this game of supply and demand, where civil construction plays a key role. And just to remind you that PVC resin, in addition to oil, it can be made of natural gas or coal, and therefore we have been having relatively stable prices, and in the past year, even with a slight drop. Of course, it's priced in dollar, therefore the exchange rate affects it. When the dollar varies, the prices of commodities vary too. So therefore, it's not a linear relationship that we can say the more the real appreciates, the cheaper it will be. It's not just like that. This is with regard to raw material. Another important component in cost is labor. And labor is affected by the minimum wage. The minimum wage has been going up and growing more than inflation, and therefore it is a problem in terms of cost. But on the other hand, this year, the provisional measure 440, which reduced to zero the 20% contribution that the company had to make INS, to Social Security, and it is now 1.5% of net revenues. This is a project of the government to make it easier for people to, in terms of the payroll, and so the sort of neutralizes the rises in cost, and this provisional measure will be in effect until late 2014. Therefore, for the next few years, we are going to have this in effect of trying to unencumber the payroll. And therefore, we have been managing to raise productivity. When I talk about productivity, I mean the number of pairs made per employee. And we believe that we still have some more room to improve even further productivity. If you look at the cost per pair in the fourth quarter, it was below 1 year before. And this is due to a better use of capacity, because we had a higher volume in the fourth quarter, and to better productivity. One gain which have not yet captured regards revenues, because the margin is made by revenue minus cost. On the side of revenue, as the share of revenue in the domestic market, as it grows as compared to the foreign market, the margins due to a revenue effect should improve. Just reminding you that in 2006, if we go back 5 or 6 years, the share of export revenues in the overall revenues of Grendene was 14%. It was as much as 20%. And now it has been going down year after year. So the idea, we don't have a fixed number for that, but as we have a pricing policy that is differentiated, these percentages should go back up to the levels of 2006, that is, the revenue of the domestic market will be 85 or 84%. And in the foreign market, it should go back to 15%. But we want that effect, not because we are going to reduce exports, but because we are going to increase revenues from the sales in a domestic market. For us to increase revenues in a domestic market, we think that the market should react, and the per capita consumption of shoes in Brazil is low. And we've been noting as of 2008 that it's been going up. We did not see that in 2011. The market reversed this uptrend of 2010, the euphoria in the beginning of the year. We had a lot of inflation, and with the recent inflation, that is a problem because people spend more on food. They have debts to pay, and so they don't have any money for extra consumption. And we can see that at certain points in time, the demand doesn't grow as a whole. Therefore, the company intends to recover its production levels, go back to past production levels, and margins should go back up to the levels we had in 2006 when the gross margin was 45%. I'm not saying that we are going to have go back to that level this year or next year, but it's reasonable to assume that as we increase our revenues from sales in the domestic market as compared to the foreign market, we may go back to having better margins. So our prospects in terms of margin is to grow slightly more. It's difficult to establish a number or a parameter, but yes, we do have value to capture. I'm not sure I answered all aspects of your question with regard to cost margin. Yes, you did answer. Thank you. Now, could you add to what you have already said in the report? In your release, Grendene's release is always very candid in terms of the challenges the company is faced with, but this change in your mix, isn't it like going back on all these years of export in terms of having a strong presence in the foreign market? Because giving up this accomplishment. And the company may have to incur in future costs to win back the foreign market in the future. Well, actually, it's not that we are taking a step back. We just don't want to grow as fast as we've been growing. If you take 2006 to 2010, we were growing 16-17% in terms of exports revenues. And then we would get to a point when 50% of our revenue is coming from exports for Angra and Deni, and then the company's results would depend more and more on foreign exchange rates and would be more subject to the competition with the Chinese. In terms of lower prices, the commodity shoe, so as to speak, that was cheaper, it's more and more difficult to compete with Asia because they have very low prices, the exchange rate favors them, and there are many things that are hindrances for us here in Brazil. Therefore, we are going to continue growing in the foreign market, but not as fast as we've been growing in the past because most volumes, it's not that we are refusing, but we want to price our products at levels that we are aware we won't grow much. However, we are growing and growing well in the brands with higher value added. We have just opened on February the 8th a concept store in New York, in Soho. Melissa, our flagship, so to speak, has been growing quite expressively in the international market. And this should go on. Other brands will grow too, but the shoes and the brands that you can buy in a supermarket that is more basic, more affordable, and the only differential is price, we don't want that to be the basis for our growth. We are going to sell that too because we are competitive, but we do not want to depend on that type of product. So Grendene is not leaving aside the foreign market. We still want to be leaders in exports, and we intend to continue leaders in exports for a while, but we do not want to be a low-priced shoes exporting company. We don't want that. Thank you very much for your answer. Thank you.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you to ask a question. Just press star 1. Excuse me, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, please press star 1. Excuse me, so we now close the Q&A session, and we'd like to turn over the microphone to Mr. Schmidt for his final remarks. Well, to finalize, I would like to highlight that in spite of the scenario faced, Grendene achieved sound results, albeit lower than we expected, but even so, quite consistent. When we celebrate 40 years of uninterrupted positive results, Grendene has ensured a profitability on the stockholders' equity of 18.2 with a robust cash generation deriving from operating activities of 68 million reals. The net profit obtained was above the 300 million, a barrier achieved for the first time in 2010, and is equivalent to 1.0157 per share. Based on this result, the compensation paid to the shareholders that totaled 219 million represented dividends of 8.5%. The dividend yield, if you consider the average quotation of 2011, a payout of 74.8%. The investment in consolidating the brand and in the relationship with the distribution channels and the improvement in the internal manufacturing and product development process continue being the target of the company's management 2011. Throughout these 40 years, we achieved an expressive leadership position in the footwear market, and we continue betting the strengthening of our brands and growth in the domestic market and foreign markets, confident in the future and potential of Vendene. This leadership position has been certified by many independent evaluators that have granted several awards to Grandene in recognition to his ability to deliver results, social responsibility, and innovation. In 2011, we recovered the growth margin as it was our goal, obtained the best growth margin in the five-year period from 43.3 to 170 BPS higher than the margin obtained in 2010. In the next few years, the management is determined to raise the margins to this in terms of the margin obtained in this period, consolidating the trend achieved. Once again, we would like to thank you all, the associate investors, suppliers, clients, for everyone. Okay, so the Grandene audio conference is closed. We thank you all for your participation, and thank you so much for using Chorus Call. Thank you.